Okay, good afternoon, everyone. And in your program, I believe it says Leslie Kay, and I'm actually not Leslie, I'm Patty Paddock from the California Department of Health Services WIC program. Excuse me, California Department of Public Health WIC program. And I'm here on behalf of Leslie, and I'm a colleague of hers and work with her in the breastfeeding promotion section. And as everyone said before, I have no disclosures to report, nothing to report, so I'll move on into my presentation. And I'm going to talk today about the effectiveness of breastfeeding promotion programs in California WIC. And the title in the program was much too long to put on a slide, so we made it a little shorter. Okay, so first of all, we've noticed since 2009 that there's a national growing momentum for breastfeeding promotion. We've really noticed that. We've seen more in the media. Hollywood stars are talking about breastfeeding. You know, Time magazine has breastfeeding covers now. We're just seeing a lot more attention to breastfeeding promotion on the national scene. State and national laws are changing for lactation accommodation for working moms. And the government is creating a major focus on breastfeeding promotion. Back in 2009, there was a major change for the WIC program. The USDA implemented our new WIC food package. And this was just a major change for us, because it had been 25, 30 years since we'd had a major change in our food package. And the new food package really benefits the breastfeeding mom, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. Then, of course, in 2010, Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign was launched, and that's an obesity prevention program. Many of you are familiar with it. There are 4 of the 17 recommendations that do focus on breastfeeding support, and so we're very pleased with that, focusing on child care centers, providers, hospitals, insurance companies. So that's a very major effort. The U.S. Surgeon General, you've probably seen or heard about the new report that was launched in 2011. And the basic emphasis of the report is on the importance of active community support for breastfeeding moms. And some of the key action principles that we think are very important are as follows: that we should focus on mothers and their families, communities, healthcare providers, employers, research and surveillance, and the public health infrastructure. And these are all areas of focus for the California WIC program. This is where we're placing most of our efforts in these areas. And then finally, the National WIC Association, which is an advocacy group for the WIC program, they came out in 2011 with their breastfeeding promotion strategy. And I didn't memorize it, so I'm going to read it to you what the goals are of their strategic plan. Is to promote and support exclusive breastfeeding for all WIC moms, that all WIC staff are knowledgeable and skilled in supporting breastfeeding, that WIC is recognized as a community resource for breastfeeding support, and that WIC advocates for local, state, and federal policies and procedures to support breastfeeding moms. So, with this national momentum to support breastfeeding, at California WIC, as staff, we realized, you know, we need to take advantage of this national momentum, and we really need to look at what we're doing and, you know, try to align our program with the national goals. And this is in 2009 when we were implementing the food package, so we needed to implement the food package and increase our breastfeeding rates. So as a staff, we got together in a very small meeting room and asked ourselves the following questions. Where do we want to be in 5 years with breastfeeding and with WIC? What about 10 years? And what will WIC and breastfeeding look like in that time period, and how do we get there? So we started working on developing a strategic plan, because we really need to improve our breastfeeding initiation and duration rates, and realized that we needed to get going on a new strategic plan. So these are some of the goals that we've wanted to achieve, and number one being to increase the breastfeeding initiation duration rates for WIC mothers in California. Two, to change our image with public and medical community providers, because what we still see is this perception by our providers that we're the formula dispensary program, and we really want to change that. So we've really been working on changing that perception that we're the formula dispensary, so that's one of our goals. And in order to do that, we need to coordinate more with our medical and healthcare community and our community partners. So we need to leave the WIC office and get out into the community more. And finally, we need to change the way WIC does business. We need to really get the word out that we're a breastfeeding-friendly program, that we support breastfeeding, all the way from the clerk to the dietitian to the director. Okay, so when we did our brainstorming, we came up with all these action items, and certainly with my limited time, I won't go into all of them, but I will touch on a few of the items that we have here. Okay, and our first task was to develop a new vision for the California WIC program. And if anyone's been in a group and tried to develop a vision statement, it can be a very difficult, challenging thing to do. But it was actually very peaceful and very productive. In one day, we came up with a new vision, and we worked with our community stakeholders, representatives from our WIC agencies, and we developed a work group. And so this is our new vision for breastfeeding promotion for California WIC, that breastfeeding is the norm for WIC mothers and their infants up to age 1 year and beyond, and that WIC is known in the community as a source for breastfeeding assistance and information. And during this time, we wanted to mention we have a breastfeeding peer counseling program, which is funded through the USDA. And during this time, we got the good news that we were getting a big increase in our funding. So our funding grew sixfold in 1 year. So we had 15 WIC agencies that were funded with peer counseling programs, and we grew to 50. So that is really great when you consider we have 84 agencies across the state. So it was an incredible increase. And this is an annual grant that we get every year, and the goal of the breastfeeding peer counseling program is to increase exclusive breastfeeding initiation and duration rates of WIC participants through direct access to peer counselors and IBCLCs. So we're finding in the past couple of years, since we've had this increased funding with more programs too, that it really is having an impact, that one-to-one support with moms really makes a difference. And I know Gail is here, one of our WIC agencies who has a peer counseling program, and she'll share more about their successes. Okay, and when we got started, with this new strategic plan, we realized we really need to do some baseline needs assessment. You know, where are we at right now, both internally in our WIC agencies, we really need to find out where are our gaps in our services, in our education of our staff, in our support. So we developed a WIC breastfeeding community assessment tool, and we developed it with the extensive support and help of the UC Davis Human Lactation Center. And it is an evidence-based tool that we developed, and there's two components to it. There's the internal assessment, which is a tool that allows our WIC agencies to assess their breastfeeding practices within their agency. And then the external piece, the WIC agencies actually contact their community players in the community that serve WIC eligibles and WIC participants, and to find out what the gaps are in the community for breastfeeding support and education services. So it's a two-pronged assessment. And it's done annually, and our local agencies use the gaps that they identify to develop their program plans for their peer counselor program and for their regional breastfeeding liaison program, which I'll be talking about. Okay, and these are just quickly the goals of the community assessment: to identify gaps in communication between hospitals, healthcare providers, public health programs, breastfeeding coalitions, and WIC. And in this time of limited resources, we want to make sure that our program services and resources are targeted effectively, that we're not duplicating efforts, and then finally to identify areas of focus for our regional breastfeeding liaison and for WIC local agencies. So the regional breastfeeding liaison, what is that? Our RBLs. Well, the regional breastfeeding liaison is a pilot program that we started 2 years ago. We're in our third year now. And basically, Our RBLs are our WIC breastfeeding ambassadors in the community. We realized that if we're going to work in the community, we wanted to provide funding to our local agencies to hire a staff person that could go into the community and not only market WIC and our breastfeeding promotion services and educate providers about who we really are, because it really is a well-kept secret, our breastfeeding services. So many people really don't know all of what we do. So they would go in the community and work with all of our key partners and also start to close the gaps in breastfeeding support in our community. And so they're basically WIC ambassadors, marketers, collaborators. And their work is based on the levels of the spectrum of prevention. So quickly, we have 9 RBL projects that are funded currently. And this represents 17 of our 84 WIC agencies. And some of them work regionally with multiple counties, and some of them work at just one county. And the duties vary based on their gaps that they've identified in their community assessment. And they use those gaps to develop their plan. And many collaborate with hospitals, healthcare providers, community partners. Some are creating breastfeeding coalitions, and with employers. And the program really does provide a seamless support network for breastfeeding women. And we're told that this is a one-of-a-kind program in the nation. We don't know for sure, but it's so far, the work that the RBLs have done across the state has been tremendous, and we really are seeing a closing in the gaps of service, of breastfeeding services. Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, so as I mentioned, in October 2009, we implemented the new WIC food package, and I just wanted to show you how this food package has changed for fully breastfeeding women. So you can see from this chart that a mother who breastfeeds gets a tremendous amount of food compared to a some or no breastfeeding mom. So there are tremendous food benefits for breastfeeding moms in the WIC program now. And then just some policy changes. We've gone through some major policy changes, particularly when the food package came out. Now one of our major changes was that we will not offer formula to the moms in the first 30 days postpartum, and we provide extensive education and assessment counseling to our moms and talk to them in the first 30 days. That's a big change for WIC. That's not how we've really changed the way we do things with that new policy. Our nutrition services plan, which is required by the USDA every 3 years, our local agencies complete it. We've totally revamped our goals for breastfeeding because we really want all WIC staff to have it as their role to promote and support breastfeeding. Whether you're a warehouse worker or, you know, the clerk at the front desk, we're all here to support breastfeeding. And so we've made some changes in our training program. So I won't go into that. Then I wanted to mention these are the key community partners that we've been working with, the California WIC Association, the California Breastfeeding Coalition. And we're in our third year of our California Breastfeeding Summit, and that's been instrumental in getting hospitals to talk together and doctors about breastfeeding-friendly hospitals and about baby-friendly hospitals and breastfeeding-friendly doctor's offices. So in January will be our third conference, and it's really been a great forum for getting these folks together to talk about breastfeeding. And then we work with the California Maternal, Child, and Adolescent Health Program and the UC Davis Human Lactation Center. And just to show you, our efforts are really making a difference. If you look at this chart, in 2009, which is when our food package was implemented, we have seen a tremendous increase in our fully breastfeeding rates. So we're really pleased. You know, we have a ways to go, certainly, but based on the national averages, but we're moving forward. So we're very happy about that. And so just for the future, one thing we're working towards is developing a breastfeeding-friendly certification program. And this program will basically have a breastfeeding-friendly certificate for every local agency and the WIC division. So we're going to work with with ourselves first at the WIC division, become baby-friendly, And then we will work with, excuse me, allergies. So then we will work with our WIC local agencies. So this is, you know, further down the road. And finally, this is a great quote that really kind of sums up what we're doing at California WIC, because we're really trying to change our image and how we're recognized in the community. And we need to do it ourselves because no one else will. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to work towards some. So this quote, we felt, really epitomizes what we're doing. And that's about it. So thank you. Thank you.